My name is William Braswell, and this is the first in a series of five presentations around that title. This evening, we want to talk about the development of a personal philosophy and mission in one's life. The whole idea behind doing something like this, first of all, strategic planning is not new. It's really sort of the latest buzzword in industry. Everybody's doing strategic planning. And it occurs to me that that might not be a bad thing to apply to one's own personal life. And so, with that idea in mind, over the past 3 months, I've been working with groups talking about strategic planning for one's own personal life. And since this is a Christian setting, it would seem to me that it would be appropriate to talk about that in the context of the gospel. Now, what we plan to do over the next 50 minutes is that we're going to have a chance to not just hear me talk, but you need to have a chance to think about this and share with the people around you as much as you want to share. This is not going to be me standing up lecturing at you for the next 50 minutes about some high-sounding esoteric process. But I would like to share with you some terms, what I mean by philosophy. Everybody has a term for a philosophy. And mission, what do I mean by that? So for the purpose of our session together, what I mean by philosophy is this. Philosophy is what you believe to be true about what you believe in, about your values, about where you are in your life and where you want to go. What you believe to be true. It's hard to write because it's very loose, very nebulous, and those of us who have a great need for structure and very specific direction are probably squirming right now. God, this is kind of flaky, you know. I can't put a handle on it. But that's what philosophy really is. It's not something that you can nail down and hang on to. It really is the dream. And out of the philosophy comes that articulation and of what you believe and what you dream in, and out of that comes your articulated purpose. Mission, for the sake of this series, means what is my purpose for being? I didn't have much say over being born, but now that I'm here, what's my purpose? How do I see it? So, that's what I mean by philosophy, and that's what we want to try and discuss tonight. Give you some pointers, or at least some help on where to start. When we do this, we talk about philosophy, which is the dream, and then out of the philosophy comes the mission, which is really the purpose for being, or the ongoing reason, as I see it, for my existence. And out of that comes my life goal. At this point, it sounds very, very much like one of these training and development sessions. But it's very interesting. I've asked this of people, and indeed, they find it difficult to deal with. So I'm going to give you a chance to do something with that. Out of goals comes objectives. And objectives can be broken down into tasks and steps. And so, all of this within the framework of a Christian belief system which has its roots in the gospel. So that's what I mean by what we said today, what's been advertised today. And I'd like to give you a chance to make a plug or take a chance at saying and sharing what you want to share with others about where you are with this. It's been my experience that when talking to people, they tell you a lot of things, and if you were to ask me something, I could tell you a lot of things. But then when really pressed, what do you believe? What do you actually believe? And why do you believe it? Is it something that was given to you from outside, so it's basically extrinsic, and it's something you kind of go along with. I mean, I just go along with it. Well, it's always been that way. I mean, my mom, my dad, my grandmom, my great-grandmom, my great-great-grandfather, we've always done that. But have you ever thought about what do you really believe? And sometimes it is healthy to really check that out. I have talked with people who have gone through that process, and they find it sometimes rather disconcerting to begin to, well, I don't know what I believe. I guess that's the right thing. So it's not designed to upset someone, but it's designed to get you to, what have you integrated into your being? What is your own intrinsic value and belief about life? So your own personal philosophy would be, what I believe to be true about life, family, work, environment, justice, and peace. You can say what you believe to be true about that, what you hold to be valuable, what you hold to be important for you, then you indeed have been able to articulate your own personal philosophy. Hopefully, all of that would be somehow grounded in what you see as true for you in light of the gospel. Now, I invite dialogue and question. Any question about that? Yeah. Are you waving flies? But I do invite that kind of a dialogue. After that's done, then the word mission sounds too big, sounds too institutional. I mean, me, mission, it's impossible. So, what we mean by mission, we mean purpose. So I've asked people, what is your purpose for existing? Why do you exist? Ever been asked that before? Something to give you to think about. And once you're able to do that, then we believe then you're on the way to really taking a good look at what you already have planned, what you already have in mind, and it's designed primarily to help you update that, designed to help you affirm what you already are doing, designed to help you make changes, designed to help you develop it if you need it. This whole presentation does not presuppose that one does not have a personal philosophy and does not have a stated purpose in their mind. It's designed primarily to keep us always thinking about where we are, especially in light of today, in light of the 90s. We're fast forward into the 21st century. You've heard this before, and yet it's true. We're fast forward into the 21st century, and change is exponential, not linear. And what does all that mean? It means that since 1940 to the present, we've probably done more things, gained more technology, been able to do more experimentation and gain more information than all the rest of the history of humankind put together. So it is something for us to think about if we are a thinking people. So now I get a break, and I don't know how this tape is going to work out, but what I would like to do is ask you to reflect on this a little bit, and then as much as you are wanting to share, then pair up, maybe come together in maybe fours. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Isn't that perfect? Four times four. And just kind of talk about that a little bit. Those who are upstairs or watching, you're most welcome to come down, or you can just kind of watch or help me with the flies. We're trying to cool it off, and the door is open, and in comes the fly, so that's part of it. I'm willing to deal with flies and have the coolness. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to break down into fours and share as much as you want to share, or discuss as much as you want to discuss your ideas or and your agreement or disagreement about what we've just scribbled on the board. To do that, I'm going to simply count off into fours, okay? So we'll start, this is one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now comes the option. If you don't want to do this, you don't have to. You just kind of sit and just think, or don't do anything. But now if all the ones would get together in that corner, and all the twos get together in this corner, on all the threes over here and all the fours over here, let's take about 15, 20 minutes simply to talk about that. What was my number? Just fake it. If you can see a group that's loose, then just join the group.
Are you ones in the corner there?
Yes.
Now, the one other thing I'd like to give you to do, just one last bit of instruction so that we're very clear. In order so that everybody gets a chance to participate and that we simply listen to one another, the rule is there are no put downs. So one person is a speaker and the other three persons are listeners. And the only questions that you ask about what a person is saying is questions that deal with clarity. So, you know, I say, well, you believe that? Oh, I think you're wrong. No, that doesn't work that way. Just simply share what you want to share, and the questions from the other three listeners have to do with questions of clarity to make sure they understood what they thought they heard you say. If there are no questions, fine. Everybody gets a chance to be a talker, and everybody will have a chance to be a listener at least three times. Okay, I hate to do this. It's terrible. But can we come back together now? And maybe if you would like to, when we're done with the session, these sessions are supposed to be 55 minutes, you may want to stay together in small clusters and continue your conversation. My role is simply to stimulate your thinking and get you going. But can we come back now in the larger group and be with all of the daughters together as a small community? Fit in and make yourself comfortable. A noted educator from the Netherlands, Marcel van Caster, came up with some ideas about how to process human experiences. And I learned this long time ago in school, and it stuck with me personally as well as become it has become an integrated part of this series of group processes and lectures that I do. And I'd like to share that with you now. If you really want to do something with this, you know, we could end this in about another 10, 15 minutes, and that was, well, I don't know what the session, it was something and that was great, and in less than 10 minutes, you have forgotten all this. It was a nice session, and well, we talked a little bit and that's it, and let's get on with holding, you know? But if you want to hang on to this a little bit, and if you really want to deal with this, obviously, there's enough work here to keep us busy every day for a semester. You can see that, obviously. But if you want to deal with this on your own level, in the privacy of your own head, or in the privacy of some interpersonal experience with somebody else, the way you do that is very, very quickly ask yourself, what happened in my small group? Don't judge it, just get in touch with what happened. I pulled up my chair, sat down, I listened a little bit, and I began to do some thinking, and I talked. Don't judge it, just respond to the question, what happened? Marcel van Caster said, that's the first part of dealing with the human experience. He starts out with a statement that experience comes before axiological interpretation. That $1.398 word really means that you have the experience before you place any value or any type of traditional or doctrinal value on something. You're caught up in the experience first. And often, the value or the credibility of what has happened is always seen in reflection, in hindsight. But you have to go through the experience first to say something about it. It happened with the Israelites, and later on, the background, you know, 700 or so, give or take a few years. And I said, you know, we ought to write this stuff down. This has been, we've been talking about this stuff around campfires for centuries. Maybe we ought to write this down. And they began to collect their experiences. But all of that comes to being after they've reflected on what has happened. So what happened in this little short get-together with this stranger from Tacoma and this maybe the stranger sitting next to you? What happened? The next question, and that brings out the results to see. If you can say what happened, that's what you're seeing. The next thing is, well, what did all that mean? What was the meaning of that for me? That's the next process step. Well, what did this mean, talking about this philosophy business? I mean, really, what does that mean to me? You know, life, what is the family work environment, and all that stuff. And that's then for you to judge. We can judge, you can evaluate, you can assess where you are in that. Maybe not totally, not completely, maybe not in such a comprehensive way. This is only a beginning to open up some ideas or maybe to simply reaffirm what you already are doing and you know. And then the last question, crucial, how do I choose to respond to this experience? I can forget it and get on to the next session, whatever that's going to be tonight or tomorrow, or get on with my life and forget about all this. This was just something in passing. Or you can take some time and work on it. So the last item in the process challenges you to act, to decide and act. Harvey Cox says, to not to decide is to decide. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, now, the other thing that we might want to reflect on, once again, and I kind of synthesized this out of all that green scratch that I had on the board. Can you see the picture? Okay. Philosophy. What I believe to be true about life, family, work, environment, justice, peace. And getting in groups myself and sharing my own personal feelings about this and doing workshops like this and seminars of varying lengths. What I've noticed, what I've caught myself doing and I've noticed other people doing is that they tend to compartmentalize this because on the board they see it separate, but you have to lay it out. But in fact, all of these are related. Every last one of these are intricately tied together. Life, for instance, what I mean by life, human life, it's biophysical, it's emotional, it's psychosocial, and it's spiritual, not to get mixed up with religious. A person can be very religious and not spiritual at all. I can remember my early years. I was one of the most religious guys you ever saw. I was the world's best altar boy. There was not an altar boy in the world to do this. I was the best. And then after I grew up, going up with spirituality, that's so different. It's nice to have religion with it, but I know some people who are spiritual and don't claim any denomination. I know others who are right up into the institution, but not very spiritual. So all human life is spiritual. It's how we express it or how we become even aware of it is what makes it effective, which makes it exquisite, beautiful, whatever. So life then cuts across all of this. Family, work, environment, justice, and peace. I also noticed that people want to talk about justice and peace, the social issues of today. It's easy for me to get out and wave the banner and talk about apartheid in South Africa. It's easy for me to get up and be, you know, feeling indignation about the role we still play in dominance over women. I can do all that. But what about justice in my own family? And my kids say to me, Dad, I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. I'm your dad. That's it. That's the end of it. I don't want to hear any more. What about justice at home? Never mind in South Africa or San Salvador. Those are important issues. I don't want to play that down. But if there's justice and peace, it's got to start with me. It's got to start right here. What about justice when I kind of break off an extra pen with some paper clips from the office? I mean, who's going to see it? I mean, what the heck? That's not nearly as bad as, you know, apartheid. But I mean, what the heck? But in other words, I have to have an attitude towards it before I can really deal with it. And it has to start with me, not out there somewhere. So what do I really believe about all that stuff? Then after I said that, my mission or purpose for being, what is my purpose for being in light of my philosophy? Why, you know, what am I going to do? What, why am I here? I had no say over being born. I had nothing to do with that. But now that I'm here, and I've been given an opportunity to phase through various stages of my life, and I'm at this point in my life, and I have some awareness and some adult understanding, what am I all about? The series will continue. I was told that each one of these must be standalone composite presentations, and that they are. But also, I wanted to try to use the idea of a strand. So going through the strand of personal strategic planning and context of the gospel are the other four sessions. And sort of as a preview, coming on after this, we look at where do I want to end up in this life, and how do I plan to get there? And that will address goals, long and short range. If philosophy and mission have been looked at or just briefly discussed, that constitutes the what of my life. Goals, long and short range, represent the where of my life, and objectives, tasks, and steps represent the how of my life. And so in session three, we'll talk about intrapersonal, internal, and interpersonal exchange, those types of skills for effective living. And we get into the how part. And the last session, for those who may still be here after all that and choose to come to these things, we'll talk about knowledge, attitude, and behavior, being congruent, getting it all together. With those three things worked out together, the core of that is my own human spirituality, which may or may not be related to the Gospels or even to God. Hopefully related to God and the Gospels. So that's where we are. Comment, questions? We have a little time. Mm-hmm. Remarks? I love it. That's great. Any thoughts about all this?
It seemed to me that in my group, everyone had a different emphasis, but I still could relate to what each one was saying.
Yeah. Did you find that interesting or did you find it enlightening?
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me. And I guess that really confirms for me and affirms for me my ideas about all this really being related. I guess it's where we are at any one given time. Any other thoughts, ideas? Do you like this? Did you like this kind of, some of you walked in late because I there was no way to preview what the format would be. But those that were here, I'd like some personal feedback. Did you enjoy this? Is this a little bit different? Or was it at least something to think about? I hope it's something to think about.
I think the question initially shocks you. I mean, even though I think I've spent some time thinking about it, when asked the question and asked to articulate it in front of a group, it's really a lot to think about, and I don't think people spend as much time, so it was really thought-provoking for me.
Yeah, it was for me too in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I found there was a lot of things I said yes to, but they were not really mine. They were kind of, it was for me kind of the party line until I was able to integrate that really to make it my own. I did it because if not, the big guy out there would get me, you know, rather than having some sort of a personal relationship with that great guy up there, not the big guy up there. Let me leave you with something to think about, and then what we'll do is we'll quietly spend the remaining, and I said, we'll spend the remaining 3-4 minutes just in quiet reflection, or you can just leave, or, and we will bring this session to a close. I'm reading from a book I took from my library at home, Edward Hayes. Some of you may be familiar with his books and his writings. But here is a writing by him, and it's entitled, A Psalm of My Awareness. A Psalm of My Awareness. And it struck me because it seemed to speak to those two questions. What do I believe to be true? And what is my purpose for being? the question, where have I come from, rises up and haunts me. Lingering, it floats like a flower in the backwaters of my mind. From somewhere deeper than I know, in the place where I am held to the divine breast, the voice of God echoes in reply, you, my beloved little one, were hidden in my heart before your sun burned bright. You were the dream of my delight before the earth was born, of the dust of long dead stars. Before I shaped a single star, I nursed you for endless ages, feeding you with the essence of my life. In my great lap, I played with your infinite childlike form and gazed with love upon your original face, the mirror form of my own image. I laughed with delight at the marvel of your being, the flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. And you laughed with a glee as I winked, as the four winds sprang to life and suns like dandelions lit up the dark lawn of space. Where did you come from, oh my child? You in whom live all my hopes and loves, you come from me. What is your philosophy? And what is your purpose for being, if in fact you come from him? That ends it. Thank you very much.
What is your name? I wanted to write it down with this book.
The name?
What is your name?
My name? My name is Maxwell Hamlin. No. It's William Braswell. William Braswell. Everybody calls me Bill, except my wife. She calls me William. When she says William, I get nervous because I've done something that isn't very good. Thanks for coming, and I hope to see some of you, if not all of you, in subsequent sessions.